Blog Talk Radio.
Show, you're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host,
Frank Williams. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Those who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. And those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you guys for tuning in as well. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. You guys can call in and give your opinion about today's topic, 301-5834. Now, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. Again, thanks, guys, for tuning in. Today's weather right now, it's a balmy 82 degrees in the ATL. We're looking at a 92 as a high today with a possible thunderstorm. Hey, what'd you say? And tomorrow we're looking at 94 degrees and Saturday 93. So we're looking at rain over the next 3 days. And the rain is, you know, the thunderstorm that pops up for about 15 or 20 minutes, and it's harsh. It's a harsh thunderstorm that pops up for a few minutes, and then it goes away. And then we're ready for the next day and the next thunderstorm. So that's the way things are going on the weather here. Today's word of the day is meticulous. Meticulous is an adjective, and it means marked by extreme or excessive care in the consideration or treatment of details. Marked by extreme or excessive care in the consideration or treatment of details. Okay, that's meticulous. All right. And so, anyway, join the show tomorrow, guys. I know it's Free Fall Friday, but tomorrow I'm going to be talking about the what happened with the young lady in Texas that was found supposedly in her jail cell, hanging in her jail cell. She supposedly killed herself. But the story that's, you know, what now that a lot of the facts are coming out about this case, it seems like she may have, and I'm not saying she was, but I'm saying she may have been killed by the cops there, okay? But we're going to talk about that story. We're going to read about that story on tomorrow and talk a bit about that. Okay, so in the interim right now, let's do this. Let's talk about our problem right now that's going on, and how, you know, when you think about discrimination in the world, and I won't say the world, I'll just say the United States, because only in America that, and well, I don't know this, all I can talk about is America because I live here and I hear and see it every day. I don't see it every day, but I hear about it every day, discrimination. And I don't even know if the word exists in other countries, other parts of the world. And why does it continue to be a big part of our everyday discussions, our everyday lives here in America? Discrimination. And why does this country continue to discriminate against minorities? Why? And minorities continue. And then, you know, people don't understand when something happens. Why do they hit the streets and start to, you know, tear up the businesses and tear up their communities? Because the businesses and the communities, some of them are owned by people who are doing the discrimination. So they feel like they're hurting the people who are hurting them, who are discriminating against them. It's not hard to see. If you look. And it continues to happen. And you get sick and tired of these things starting to happen. And tomorrow, I'm going to talk about the what happened to the young lady in Texas. I'm going to talk about that tomorrow. Now, this young lady was stopped for a routine traffic ticket, okay, and ends up dead. What the hell going on? I got stopped the other night coming home from work by the police. I didn't get a ticket. I didn't get a warning or anything. He said he saw me bobbing back and forth side to side in my lane. I'm in my lane, okay? I didn't try to argue with him or anything like that. I wasn't riding dirty or none of that. I told him I was trying to get my candy bar and eat my candy bar on my way home from work. Maybe that's what he saw. Okay? Maybe that's what he saw. I don't know. But I was detained for like 5 minutes. And he came to the car and shined his light all in the car. Okay. My candy bar right here in my hand. This is what I was trying to get to. This is what I'm eating right now. And let me see your license. Okay. You can see my license. Nothing wrong with my license. They all up to date. Everything. I just want to check them out. So he wanted to see if maybe I had some type of warrant or something bad on my life. I'm sure of that. Okay? He comes back to the car and hand me my license. Nothing wrong. You want to see my insurance? It's not necessary. Okay. So he says that I was bobbing back and forth in my lane. Who doesn't bob back and forth in their lane? Who can keep a straight arrow driving down the road in your lane? I wasn't crossing the line, going into the other lane, or crossing, going into the emergency lane. I wasn't doing that. He said I'm bobbing back and forth in my lane.
All right, I'm going to get off that, but we're going to talk about that tomorrow, about what happened to this young lady in Texas. She gets pulled, and she African-American, okay? Now, I don't know about you, but I'm curious about does Caucasians not commit crimes? Do they not pull over for traffic tickets? Do they not? They do, right? Now, do we hear about Caucasians hanging themselves in jail because they got pulled over for a traffic ticket, they got arrested, they went to jail, the next day Susie was hung up in the jail cell, she had committed suicide? Hear about that? Do we ever hear about a black man, an Asian man, a Hispanic man, a Latino man going into a white church, killing everybody? Do we ever hear about that? Does it not happen? What's going on? I'm just sick and tired of this happening to minorities. And it's not just African-American people. Let me get off this. Let me get on myself. The topic of the episode for today is entitled Honda Finance has been ordered to pay $25 million in discrimination lawsuit. Why? I mean, Honda, the car company. Honda not even an American car company, right? Honda is a foreign car company. But Honda bring their cars over here and sell them to us. Okay? They bring their cars, some of them, some of them they brought over here and sold to us. Americans are running the companies over here in America. Americans are running the car companies over here in America. So the finance company for Honda in America, we're not talking about Honda of Asia. We're not talking about Honda of Australia. We're not talking about Honda of Korea. We're not talking about none of those place. We're talking about Honda America, Honda Finance in America, is what the article says. Honda's lending arm today agreed to limit the amount by which its dealers can mark up interest rates on car loans as part of an agreement to settle a discrimination lawsuit. The Justice Department, not just the Georgia Department of Justice, this is the Federal Justice Department and the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau claim that the car loans issued by American Honda Finance Corporation require higher payments from minority buyers. Let me read that again. Car loans issued by American Honda Finance Corporation required higher payments from minority buyers. Why is that? Why do minorities have to pay more in payments for the same damn car than anyone else? Why? And how long has this been going on? Now, Honda says discrimination of any kind is intolerable. I'm sorry. This was said by Eileen Decker, the U.S. attorney for the Central District of California, where the Honda lending unit is based. Other auto companies should follow Honda's lead in taking steps to ensure that their sale and financing practices do not result in discrimination. The government claimed in a lawsuit that Honda's practices allowing dealers broad discretion to mark up the interest rates on company-issued loans resulted in higher prices for African-American, Hispanic, and Asian customers. The government claimed in a lawsuit that Honda's practices allowing dealers broad discretion to mark up the interest rates on company-issued loans resulted in higher prices for African-American, Hispanic, and Asian customers. Though the increase were modest, as much as $250 over the life of a loan, the lawsuit said thousands of minority customers were subjected to higher fees. To settle the lawsuit, Honda agreed to limit the size of dealer markups and to provide $25 million in compensation to past victims of lender discrimination. The company is the nation's ninth largest auto lender. In a statement, Honda said it strongly opposes any form of discrimination, and we expect our dealers to uphold this principle as well. We firmly believe that our lending practices have been fair and transparent. How can you say that? How can you say that we believe that our lending practices have been fair and transparent? When they found you guilty, you got to pay $25 million in a lawsuit saying that your lending practices are not fair and they're not transparent. So how can you come out and say that we firmly believe that our lending practices have been fair and transparent? And it says because loan applications did not indicate the race or national origin of Honda's customers, the government estimated the number of minority applicants based on where they live and the ethnic origins of their names. Honda said today it had a difference of opinion with the government about this method, but we nonetheless share a fundamental agreement in the importance of fair lending. Now, let me tell you something, guys. I still have about 6 minutes left in the show. Let me tell you something that kind of hits home with this. And when I say hits home, I'm saying this. When you get insurance or your car, or your home, you know your rates are based on the area that you live in. Did you know that? Your rates are based on the area that you live in. Okay? So your rates may be higher than rates that are, say, if you live in South Atlanta, your rates will be higher than someone that lives in North Atlanta. Because in South Atlanta, supposedly the crime rate or whatever is higher than in North Atlanta. Not that they don't have crime in North Atlanta as they do in South Atlanta. Okay? But because they've done surveys and they know that most minorities live in South Atlanta than they do in North Atlanta. That's the same thing they're saying on this article. The number of minority applicants based on where they live and the ethnic origins of their names. Okay? And I want to say this too. You know, when you start to, when you know, a lot of African Americans over the past few decades, I guess, started to give their kids these different names. I'm going to say different names. And Malika and I don't know some of the names. It's some crazy names out there. And if when you put your name on a job application, people will look at your name on a job application and push it to the side because they think that you're not because they think that you're not of the right race. Okay? They see John or they see Frank or they see something like that, then you go to a different pal. But when they see Malika or something like that, you go to a different pal because they know or they think that you are a minority. Hey, that's all true. So that's how Honda Finance base their decisions on giving you a higher interest rate by the ethnic origins of their names or based on where they live. And that's not fair. Hey, guys, I'm about out of time. I got about a minute left in the game today. Join me tomorrow in 23 and a half hours. We're going to talk about the young lady that lost her life in Texas because she got pulled over for a traffic violation. We're going to talk about that tomorrow. And I'm going to bust something, someone, in the mouth. They don't want me to become a politician. They don't want me out there. I might say something. I'm going to say something right here on the show tomorrow. Hey, guys, take care of yourselves. Stay cool. Keep drinking water. Stay hydrated. I'll see you guys in about 23 and a half hours. It's Frank. I'm over and I'm out. I'll see you. Mm-hmm.